creation plan of God. This is an English translation of a lecture Maulana Wahiduddin Khan delivered on April 30, 2016. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. At this moment, I want to speak on the subject of the creation plan of God. If you search the internet for how many books are available online, you will find about 5 million books on different subjects. But if you search for books on the creation plan of God, you will find less than a dozen. Among them, two are written by me, remaining are by other writers. Now think, such a big question, what is the creation plan of God? When I was born into this world, the first thing to think about was, why did God create me? Yet there are so few books on this. I kept thinking about this, and I came to the conclusion that the life we have been given is taken for granted. People take the sun for granted, air for granted, oxygen for granted, water for granted. They don't think deeply about them. Just imagine, if a person were in a galaxy, born there, seeing only stars around, with no greenery, no water, nothing of what we see every day, and then suddenly he traveled and landed on planet Earth, every single thing here would appear mind-boggling. The solar system, the water, the trees, even the grass. You would wonder, who made the sun? How was it made? But because we see the world every morning as soon as we wake up, and we experience day and night as a normal routine, we take it all for granted. If you think, how was I made? How were my nails formed? How did my hair grow? How was my speaking ability created? How do I speak and how does the listener hear me? Every single thing will appear extraordinarily mind-boggling to you. Then you will be compelled to ask, what is the creation plan of God? Why am I here? Why do I live, and where do I go after death? You will begin to think about each of these questions. This is what we call the creation plan of God. By God's grace, I have remained engaged with this question. My personal history is that I was born in a village. I had no interest in anything, not in family, not in business, not in clothes, not in food. I used to go to a river in the village. There was a bridge, and I would sit there and watch the sunrise in the morning and the sunset in the evening. By nature, everything appeared extraordinary to me. Just today I was thinking about hair. How strange it is. How is hair formed? My head is made of bone. How does hair grow from bone? I thought about this today. Everything appears new to me. The Quran says, every day he manifests himself in a new state. 55:29. This means that we can discover something new about our Creator every day. In science, there is a theory called the theory of indeterminacy. In this world, which includes us, there is continuity, but in reality, like in TV or cinema, each moment is broken. There is no actual continuity. Every second, reality breaks and begins again. Every moment you are given a new life, new thoughts should come to you, a new mind should be formed, a new creative idea should arise in you. Then your state will be like that of a person who has come from another galaxy. Everything will suddenly appear mind-boggling. When things appear mind-boggling, you will think. And through this thinking, you will eventually understand the creation plan of God. For example, you will realize, I am a perfection-seeking being. I want everything to be ideal and perfect. Anything less than perfect is not acceptable to me, but in this world, perfection is never found. Thus, you will discover, my place is not here. This world is less than ideal, less than perfect. If the Creator made such a beautiful, perfect, and complete world, surely he will also create for me a world that is perfect and ideal for me, a world that is not impossible to attain. Man searches for the world, according to the Creator's plan, where he can find complete fulfillment. Every person has this question, how can one attain fulfillment? You will realize that fulfillment is not given to millionaires, nor to the most powerful, nor to the wealthiest. The contradiction between your perfect creation and the imperfect world is itself the clue. Thinking along these lines, you will progress and discover that this world is not my habitat. Just as a fish, when taken out of water, writhes in distress, but when placed back in water jumps joyfully, likewise, the Creator has shown us by example. He gave fish its habitat, water, animals their habitat, forests, trees their habitat, soil. There is nothing in the world that has been left without its habitat, except the human being. Then you will discover that this is a great blessing from the Creator upon me, because I long for eternity. Every human being has the desire for eternity, never to die, never to fall ill, never to grow old, never to have accidents. The Creator knew that if He gave eternity to me here, it would not be possible, because for that, you would have to live forever without death, without accidents, without boredom, and that is not possible in this world. So you will discover that God, or the Creator, has divided my lifespan into two parts, one pre-death period, two post-death period. The pre-death period is given so that I can prove myself to be a deserving candidate for that ideal world we call paradise. That is the purpose of this world. What a beautiful plan the Creator has made. Life here is short, about 70 years. You have to prove yourself in those 70 years, after which you will receive life for eternity. You will be happy, eager to make the best use of these 70 years so that you can attain complete fulfillment. This is the creation plan of God. This is God's scheme of things. Now, if someone asks, "How can I believe this?" think about your mother. When you meet your mother, you never doubt for a second that she is your mother, even though you never saw yourself in your mother's womb, nor did you see yourself being born. No one in the world has seen that, yet everyone believes without doubt. This means you have another capacity besides reason, and that is intuition. The greatest certainty you have, that this is my mother, comes through intuition. If you relied only on reason, you would never be certain. In the same way, intuition tells you with certainty that you will find your true habitat. You must now develop this faculty. Earlier, I lived in Ajmagadh. I came to Delhi in 1967. At that time, I was writing a book, God Arises, in English, and Mazhab or JD Challenge, in Urdu. For that, I studied extensively, and rational arguments for God filled my mind. I remember meeting my neighbor Shah Nasir Sahib. He asked me, "Can a person see God?" Instantly I replied, "Have you not seen God?" My study of the subject had made my reason so alive that I felt I was seeing God. Today, by God's grace, I have reached another stage, beyond reason. This is the age of intuition. At that time, reason made me see God. Now, my intuition is so alive that I see God everywhere, just as you see your mother, and know she is your mother. The first thing I say is, think about yourself. What are you? What are your desires? When your reason is alive, and your intuition is alive, just as you are certain about your mother, you will be certain that paradise is waiting for you. So in the end I say, if you do not get paradise, you have got nothing. We must develop our mind and spirituality to such a level that paradise becomes as clearly visible to us as our own mother. For this, I pray that God grants me and you the ability to live in our eternal habitat, paradise. What a beautiful plan the Creator has made. Life here is short, about 70 years. You have to prove yourself in those 70 years, after which you will receive life for eternity, the Quran says. Every day he manifests himself in a new state. 55:29. This means that we can understand something new about our Creator every day. If a man is in the state of utter helplessness, he becomes entitled to divine help. He need only say words of prayer, and he receives it.